water. In a significant development for Nakuru County, over 9,000 residents of Lare and Swan wards in Njoro and Rongai sub-counties are set to gain access to clean and safe drinking water as the county government intensifies efforts to address long-standing water shortages. The ongoing construction of water infrastructure, including the equipping of boreholes, installation of water kiosks, extensive pipeline laying, and solarization of the Karagoye and Kimamoy water projects, marks a critical step in improving the resilience and quality of life for these communities. Once completed, these projects will not only provide a reliable water supply but also enhance the region's capacity to cope with climate-related challenges. CECM for Water and Environment, Dr. Nelson Mara, today said this initiative is part of a broader commitment by Her Excellency Governor Susan Kihika to improve access to clean water through the Financing Locally Led Climate Action, FLLOCA, initiative. The governor's efforts are making a tangible impact on the ground, as the county strives to ensure that clean water becomes a sustainable and accessible resource for all residents. Residents of Swan Ward gathered to witness the handing over ceremony. During today's site visit, CECM Dr. Nelson Mara and Chief Officer for Environment, Kennedy Mungai, officially handed over the project site to the contractor, signaling the commencement of the final phase of construction. This milestone represents a new chapter for residents who have long faced challenges in accessing consistent and affordable water, often relying on unreliable water vendors. Local leaders, including Nabaruki Degol, MCA for Swan, and Philip Wanjohi, MCA for Lare, lauded the progress made under Governor Kihika's administration. They emphasized the importance of these water projects in addressing the pressing needs of their communities and praised the county's proactive approach to resolving the water crisis in Nakuru County. The handover ceremony was attended by a diverse group of stakeholders, including the Acting Director for Climate Change, sub-county water offices, environment offices, ward administrators, and members of the Ward Climate Change Planning Committee. The collaboration among these officials and community members underscores a collective effort to ensure the successful implementation and sustainability of these vital water projects. As construction progresses, the anticipation among residents continues to build, with many expressing hopes that the new water infrastructure will significantly improve their daily lives, reduce their reliance on water vendors, and bolster their resilience to future water-related challenges. Dr. Mara said the project is a testament to the county's dedication to delivering essential services that enhance the well-being and development of its communities.